let's just say before the internet, before Instagram, and I was selling $200 t-shirts, and you know, I was in college, it may be hard to show the value of this $200 t-shirt to people around the world. But now with the power of social media, I can be in college and want to start a luxurious brand and sell $200 shirts. And now I can put out content that validates the reason why this shirt is $200. How y'all doing? It's Marlon Watts, co-owner and CEO of World Envision, and we back with another one on the Activate Your Vision podcast. In this video, we're about to show you how to start a successful clothing brand, from picking your name, from having a business plan, to marketing, to even design. For those of you who don't know, we started this brand with 12 shirts and $120, and we turned it into a multi-million dollar apparel empire, and we started this podcast right here to give you the tools and tips it takes to be successful. Before getting started, make sure you like, subscribe to our channel, run us up.
Hey, I'm Nicholas Clark, co-owner and designer of World Envision, and let's just get straight into it, all right? So the first thing when you want to start a successful clothing brand is you need to pick a name, all right? There's a lot of brands out, like there's a lot of people that comment on our videos and be like, I don't even know which name should I go with, or I don't even know how to pick a name for my brand, or whatever. Or you may pick a name, don't like it a couple of weeks later, then start all the way over. I'm here today to tell you, just pick some, like do not let that set you back from actually starting your brand. If you want to start a brand today, just come up with a name. Pick something that means something to you. Like with us, we started our brand as World Envision, if the viewers don't know.
Even before that, we had
Paper Planes,
Crazy Monkey, Dead End.
So many different brand names till we finally came to World Envision. And what's crazy is when we spelled our name short, people started calling it World Envision. And that's how the name became World Envision today. So we didn't let picking a name stop us from getting started. We just dived straight into the water. We didn't know if we was gonna, you know, survive or what. But we went out there and we just started getting to it. And that's how we learned a lot of different things. So number one, just pick a name. Pick something that means something to you. Pick something that's significant to you. Anything, but just get started. Don't let a name stop you from getting started. Now let's get into the business plan.
All right, number two. The business plan. And what we mean by that is finding your lane. Everybody have a different lane. I feel like when we first started, we were selling $40 and $50 shirts.
Yep.
But we realized that we couldn't afford $40 and $50 shirts ourselves. So we decided to then mark it down and start to sell $10 and $15 shirts so that way we can sell to the people that was right here by us that could afford it, because we wasn't in a lane where people were spending $40 and $50. And
so we wanted to build an affordable brand when we noticed that like people couldn't even afford $40 tees. And not saying for the viewer that's watching this video, you can't have a luxury brand, because you can. I'm here to tell you that you can. But what I would suggest is start with something. Like find that specific lane. Like if you want to do a luxury brand, do luxury. Don't do luxury and do affordable.
Yep.
Do either luxury or affordable. With us, we was like, we can't even afford luxury goods. Yep. So we want to do affordable.
Yep.
Right? So I would say, don't let somebody tell you, hey, you can't sell $40 tees or you can't sell $50 tees. You may sell a little bit less. Like you may, for every $150 shirt you may sell five $10 tees. You're going to make the same amount of money. But, you know, with the $10 tee strategy with us, we wanted more people to be wearing our product. And we wanted the people that couldn't afford the $50 stuff to buy our product. Yeah. But with you, you may want your brand to be limited and rare and only having exclusive people wearing it. So you may want to charge $50 and just have that one person wearing that shirt. And now they feel different than the people that's wearing, you know, everybody wearing that this shirt. And you don't want to be a part of that community. But with us, like, everybody is a part of that culture that, you know, wears our brand. So it's different. And that's the reason why it's important to have a marketing plan, because you have to be able to market your brand the right way to get the right people that you're looking for to wear
so
your
that's
product.
Step three, we get into marketing.
Yeah, you need a marketing plan. You definitely need a marketing plan. And I would say for marketing, it would be more about, like, how do you put your brand message out there? Like, what we always say, it's not what you're doing, it's why you're doing it. And that's a part of your marketing strategy. It's going to be your brand message. And it's going to be, you know, when they do buy that shirt, what do they get from it besides the shirt? Because everybody could sell T-shirts.
Yep.
But now, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, what make your T-shirt brand different from everybody else's T-shirt brand?
Yep. And now, to enhance that, they have social media, which can now allow the local consumer to charge $500, because now people are buying into the lifestyle that you are putting out on your social media platforms. So before, it may be tough to convey, let's just say before the internet, before Instagram, and I was selling $200 t-shirts, and you know, I was in college, it may be hard to show the value of this $200 mm-hmm. t-shirt to people around the world. But now, with the power of social media, I can be in college and want to start a luxurious brand and sell $200 shirts. And now I can put out content that validates the reason why this shirt is $200. Or I can go and, you know, bring people into my lifestyle, and they can then begin to buy into my designs that become valuable to them. Because how many, we know a lot of people as far as the Eric Emanuels that have become personal brands on Instagram, but are collabing with Adidas, mm-hmm. Collabing with, you know, McDonald's All-American Games, like doing big stuff and are charging high price. It's not like you're going, you know, when you're going to EM, you're not going to spend $50.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm glad you said that you mentioned those brands, because the last thing that I want to talk about is really what makes those brands stand out, and in another way, another reason why people want to buy their brand over other brands is because of the design. Like, those brands from the inside to the outside, it could be the way that they design their systems, the way that they design their shirts, everything, the way that they design their social media, their website, everything that, you know, their designs are, and they bring them to life. People, like, they get to experience something new with that brand. Like with Nike, you know, the Nike check, the swoosh, it may mean something to different people. Everybody want to get a check. You go to work to get a check. Like, everybody want the blue check on Instagram. So is that one check, like, it symbolizes so much more than just a check. And that's the reason why Nike is one of the biggest brands, because that check is so significant in so many different ways. So, like really, you have to create designs that's going to stand out from the competitor, and you have to bring those designs to life, and you have to create an experience with those designs.
Yep.
So that's the things we wanted to give you. If you're looking to start a successful brand, you need to pick your name, pick a business plan, figure out your marketing strategy, and create some nice designs.
And also, don't forget to like and comment on this video. Run us up. Can't wait to see you in the next video.
Let's get it.